This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so thankful to be back this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And people say, what is the Sue Freeze Show about? What do you talk about? And what I say is, it's about seeking passion, purpose, and connection. Positive and negative things happen to us, and we have a choice whether to react or respond. Our decision will create our perspective in life and what we make of our life lessons. Wisdom comes from being honest to ourselves and to others, listening to and applying the things that we and others have been through. Take a chance, share your life experiences to help change or mold a person's life. Plant a seed, dare to believe, and make a difference to live your life on purpose, for a purpose. And today I have a special guest with me. His name is John Blandford, and he's the Regional Director of Global Media Outreach. And if you don't know what that is, you soon will. And it's very exciting. I met him recently at one of my Christian business groups that I belong to. And he came in there, and he has such a passion for what he's doing and what God is doing. And he's going to talk to us about that. So welcome, John.
Thanks, Sue.
I always do a little bio so people have a little background, and it's mostly the bio on what this director of global media outreach, what is this thing? And it's the internet arm of Campus Crusade and the organization behind the website GreatCommission2020.com. So if you're tuning in right now and you want to see this and you're by a computer, you can actually click on your computer onto GreatCommission2020.com. And commission has two M's and two S's in case you've kind of had a brain cramp. I've done that before. So, you know, go ahead and click on and you'll be able to see what I saw. And I was amazed at what I saw. It's where you can watch people in real time who've just indicated that they've either just prayed to receive Christ or they'd like more information about Christianity from literally all over the world. It shows a map. It has numbers. It has different colors. We'll go into all of that. About 2 million people a day look for God on the internet. Can you believe that? They do it by Googling such terms as God, Jesus, prayer, heaven, hell, etc. And when they do, about 10% of them get directed to about 100 different evangelistic websites in the top 13 languages of the world run by GMO, where they're then read or hear the gospel via the four spiritual laws and are then given an opportunity to pray to receive Christ. When they do, and if they've requested follow-up, they're connected to GMO's online missionaries. So, John, you got to explain this a little bit more because it's amazing what's happening. So why don't you give us some numbers, some facts and figures right now on what happens on a day-to-day, year-to-date basis?
Sure, Sue, thanks. And you mentioned the first number, and this is the number that just that fuels our ministry. It's that 2 million people a day are looking for God on the internet. That means they are. They're Googling God or prayer or heaven or Buddha. They're asking a spiritual question, right? So we are getting upwards 200, 300, sometimes 400,000 of these folks on a daily basis directed to our websites where they are then given an opportunity to pray to receive Christ as they see the four spiritual laws or read the four spiritual laws. So what that is equated to, these numbers are staggering. So this year, since January 1 till today, we've had over 78 million people visit our websites.
Wow.
And of those 78 million visitors, we have seen over 10,300,000 folks indicate they've prayed to receive Christ. So already this year, we're at 10,300,000 people have indicated they pray to receive Christ. And what's more than that is about 1.6 million of those have given us their email address and basically said, tell me more about Jesus. And that's really what unpacks the ministry. I say, you know, if you're a Christian, if you love the Lord, if you love the Word, and someone knocked on your door tonight and said, would you tell me about Jesus? Would you please tell me more about Jesus? Would you open that door? And that's what this ministry gives you an opportunity to do. So it's so exciting to be a part of. You mentioned that I'm passionate about it.
How can you not?
How can you not be passionate about, you know, you don't have to go to the pier and hand out tracts, which is a great ministry. You don't have to go to the mall and hand out tracts. Again, so needed in the kingdom. But these are people who are desperately coming to us saying, please tell me about this Jesus. So I can share with you over the next few minutes or hour how your listeners might be able to do that and indeed open the door to these people from all over the world.
And that is so amazing. And you know, like what you were just saying is that these people are searching in different languages and everything. So we've kind of connected the world. We've connected everything. There is no separation now. It's like we can reach anyone and everyone, and that's what God wants.
It's amazing. Let me tag on to that. Every month, at least one decision from every nation on the planet is seen. So the Lord is using this to get into closed countries, to get into literally every nation on the planet. So we know there's a that verse in Matthew 24, verse 14 says, this gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached to all the nations, and then the end will come. And we're living in a time and a day and age where this is coming true right before our very eyes. It's amazing.
It certainly is. So, John, I just want to ask you something. Can we talk a little bit about you?
Sure.
I like to do that because, you know, people listening, you know, everybody's going through their own life. They're going through different things. And I'm just wondering, have you always been a Christian?
No, of course not. I called myself a Christian in high school.
You did.
I asked the Lord into my life when I was 14. I prayed this prayer. I would have been one of these guys indicating a decision for Christ. But I went to a church back east where I grew up, and they didn't really teach out of the Bible. It was very liturgical, very stand up, sit down. So I did not know the Lord, although I called myself a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until really 2001 where, through a series of amazing events, God just grabbed my heart. And so I've been passionately following him since then.
So do you care to talk about any of those things that you were just...
Sure,
yeah?
Sure.
I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
No. It's great. what the Lord did in 01 and what he's done since is so amazing that... I'll just pray that I can get through this by sharing it with you without crying on air here. But
that would be okay. You know, it's okay for men to cry.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Well, we don't believe that, do we?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So in August of 2001, I was led to read the book Left Behind. And by the fourth chapter of that book, again, I called myself a Christian and still went to these churches. And I don't want to name the denomination because I'm sure there's some good churches in that denomination, but I just never happened to go to one. And that really preached from the Bible. Anyway, so I called myself a Christian. I read this book, Left Behind, and by the fourth chapter, I was on my knees, and I just said, God, I need you. And I had come to this realization through reading this novel that if Christ came back tomorrow, there was a good chance he wasn't taking me with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just cried out to God, Lord, I need you. And then what happened is I read all eight. At that time, there were eight novels in the series, the Left Behind series, and I read all eight of them in the month of August. And by the third or fourth book, I was led to want to read the Bible. And I only knew one biblical Christian in my mind, and she actually lived in Nashville, Tennessee. So I called her up and I said, how do you read the Bible? And she suggested I go to I will give a plug here because it truly directed me to the Lord, community Bible study. So I went to this, signed up for this class, community Bible study in Westchester, and signed up for it. Well, the first class was going to be Tuesday, September 11th of 2001, Tuesday night. And unfortunately, I wasn't going to be able to make that class because I was in sales and I had a sales meeting up in Denver, Colorado that day. And here's where it gets interesting. I would always fly in the night before if I had to go that far for a sales meeting. But it seems providentially now looking back, I scheduled my flight for 6:15 that morning on September 11th and I understand we were the last flight out of LAX on Frontier Airlines.
Mm.
About 45 minutes into the flight, the pilot comes on, and he slows down the plane, and I'm kind of a nervous flyer to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And he slows down the plane, and he says, we're not going to Denver today. We're being diverted to Las Vegas. And then he says, two planes have flown into the World Trade Center, and it's been bombed.
Oh, my gosh.
The plane was packed, and it was silent. Jaws are dropping. And the next sentence he said was something about the FAA. To this day, the only word I could remember in that was he definitely said the FAA. So I thought the FAA system was down and that planes are going to be flying into buildings all over the country. And I'm thinking there are thousands of planes up in the air. There's no way this guy's going to be able to land this plane without the FAA system. And my very next thought was, I don't know Jesus well enough. And so the next 20 minutes to this day, I would say, are the most fervent prayers that I've ever laid out before the Lord. I was just bargaining with him. I'm like, God, me and you, we were going to be tight. You know, I signed up for that Bible study class tonight, and you got to get me into heaven. And I was just literally begging him and stating my case for 20 minutes of how he needed to get me into heaven. And so I'm on the left side of the plane, and the pilot does one of these like 45-degree turns, and where he tilts the plane big time. And I'm thinking, I look out the left side of the window, and all I see is this mountain and this lake. And I'm thinking, that isn't Vegas. He has no idea where he is. He's going to land. He's going to throw this into the side of the hill. Anyway, long story short, he did a 270-degree turn and came in over the mountains and landed in Vegas. And planes were strewn all over the tarmac. And so I called my friend in Tennessee, and I found out what was going on. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm renting a car. I'm driving back to L.A., and I'm going to Bible study tonight. But they didn't rent cars that night, and had to stay the night and took the bus back the next day. And anyway, got to the Bible study the following week, and the word just came alive. We studied Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and 1 and 2 Samuel that year. And just that those first two paragraphs of Joshua, where the Lord is telling Joshua that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Meditate on my word day and night. Do not stray to the left or to the right. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Those words just resonated in my heart. And I said, Lord, I'm in. Thank you so much for your word. And it's been, like I say, kind of a passionate love affair ever since.
That is so amazing. This is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5, and we're talking to a wonderful guy who's just kind of shared his testimony, John Blanford, Regional Director of Global Media Outreach. And I kind of put him on the spot because that wasn't part of our program. We hadn't discussed doing, talking about this at all. But you know what? We are people, and we all have our stories to tell. And I'd love to hear yours. So if you're listening to this show and you want to be a guest and you have a story that you believe would be honoring to God and give people hope when they feel hopeless, or just you have something to offer, please get in touch with me. I have a blog, and it's blog.suefreeze.com. And when you go on there and click on there, you can put your information in there, and then I'll get in contact with you, because I'm always looking for guests, and I'm always looking for good stories, and I'm looking for ways of being a help to other people out there. And I know that our desire is to be of help and to be there for one another, because that's what we're called to do. So if you're listening and you want to be a part of this, please get in contact with me so we can do something about that, because we all have a story. So moving right along. On here it says, partnering churches in the LA area so far, many Calvary chapels included, Costa Mesa, Chino Hills, East Anaheim, Rolling Hills. There's a list of churches. And what is it that they're doing?
They're basically offering GMO to their congregation and saying, congregants, if someone knocked on your door tonight again, would you open it and tell folks more about Jesus? So what we're looking to do, and what we've been doing for the past year now about, is partnering with local churches. And we've launched this kind of satellite office here in the L.A. Orange County area, and we have another satellite office in Houston, Texas. Our corporate, our GMO headquarters is based in Silicon Valley up in Campbell, California. But so the satellite office here in L.A. and Orange County connects local churches and churches from denominations based out of Southern California to our ministry. So, for instance, at these churches that are participating, they'll have anywhere from 10's kind of our minimum, up to hundreds of online missionaries who will actually be ministering and to people from all over the planet. So one example I just shared a couple of weeks ago out at Chino Hills for the second time, and they've had about 71 online missionaries that have been active for the past 8-9 months. And those 71 folks have already ministered to over 26,000 people this year from all over the planet. So the leverage that the internet provides is just incredible, and we'll unpack this later, I'm sure, but it's not only discipling the nations from your living room, if you will, but we are also seeing the growth of the folks who are acting as online missionaries. And again, those are I say that term so often that I assume everyone knows what an online missionary is, but that is actually someone who is sending an email to these people who have indicated they've prayed to receive Christ and said they want to know more about Jesus. So we have teams and hundreds and thousands even now in Southern California of online missionaries who are reaching out to the world, again, from their living room with a cup of coffee.
If you're just tuning in, if you want to go to your computer, if you're near a computer, you would click on Great Commission, two M's and two S's, 2020.com. And when you go on there, you're going to see the world. You're going to see a map of the world. And then you've got little dots, and there's numbers in the right-hand corner, if I remember right. There's numbers, and the numbers are always growing. And those numbers represent what's the time frame? It's daily, but what is the time? Is it midnight, or what time does it change to zero and start counting again?
Yes, yeah, so it re-ups every day at midnight Pacific time.
Midnight, yeah. Midnight. And in one day's time, you know, our churches, they do a lot of good, and we, you know, we're called to go out and give the good news and, you know, and spread the good word. But doing it through the internet is so amazing. Think of all the people that are housebound, John, that, you know, maybe they felt like there wasn't anything they could do because they're housebound, and now they could do this. They could do this and reach so many people.
It's so true, and you kind of touch on a hidden demographic, if you will. There, so many people think of 20- and 30-year-olds that would be natural online missionaries, right, because they're always on the computer, always looking at their phone, sending emails and texts and tweets, et cetera, et cetera. But really, it's the semi-retired and the retired folks who have the time, they have the wisdom, and they can all send and receive email. And that's really all you need. Technologically, if you can send and receive email, you can do this ministry. So it's really important for your listeners out there to know this just isn't for the 20 and 30-year-olds, but this is for the for really, it reaches from 18. You do need to be a minimum of 18 years old. You need to love the Lord, and it goes all the way up. We have some 90-year-old online missionaries. So it's just phenomenal. And you mentioned housebound, so it's incredible. Just recently, probably 3-4 weeks ago now, we finalized an agreement with Johnny and Friends. Johnny.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, we're real excited about that.
Such a great connection.
That is.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Awesome. This is the Sue Freeze Show, KKLA 99.5. We're talking to John Blanford, Regional Director of Global Media Outreach. So how long has the ministry been around, John?
As I mentioned, we've been partnering with the churches for about a year, but the ministry itself has been around for 6-7 years. 2003, the ministry idea was formed, and I think really launched in 2004. And we saw in that first year, we had a handful of websites in a couple of languages. And as I believe you mentioned, Sue, we're now up to about 120 websites even in 13 languages. Mm. And so that first year, we had 5 websites, and we saw 21,000 people indicate a decision for Christ in that first year. Well, now, just 7 years later, if I'm presenting at a church, oftentimes the 11 o'clock service, the 11:30 service, we'll look up on the screen at that Great Commission 2020 site, and we'll see for just that half a day, we've already exceeded the number that we saw in our first year. So the growth is exponential in just the 7 years that we've been around. But we've only been partnering with churches for about a year now, so it's kind of brand new in that aspect.
How was it founded?
It's a great story. It's a God story.
I like God stories.
Yeah. I'd love to share it then. This guy, Walt Wilson, was actually the number 3 guy at Apple Computer back in the day, under Steve Jobs, kind of Apple 1.0. And the story goes, he shares this story frequently. In 1992 or 1993, he's in this room of 10 of the muckety-mucks, if you will, you know, 10 of the bigwigs in Silicon Valley, but they're actually meeting at MIT, the university back on the East Coast. And so 10 of them are in this room. The World Wide Web is just about to launch. And these 10 super execs from Silicon Valley are talking about how they're going to maximize profit and maximize revenue. And of course they are. I mean, that's their job. That's their business. Well, Walt shares this story that the Lord is just peppering them with questions. How can you use this to disciple the nations? How can you use the World Wide Web to advance the gospel? How can you use this to evangelize? And he says it was such an overwhelming, and Walt shares that the Lord talks to him very often through questions. And he said he got home that night, and he told his wife, he said, we've got to quit our job because I've got to start a ministry. Well, the Lord impressed upon him that now wasn't the time. But so Walt went back to his job, and by this time he was with some other multi-billion-dollar Silicon Valley company, senior VP, running all of North America operations. And by about 2003, the Lord starts pressing in on him again. Okay, now's the time. Start thinking about using your gifts and your experiences for the kingdom. Well, at the same time the Lord's talking to Walt about that, he also impresses on Steve Douglas's heart, who's the president of Campus Crusade for Christ. He impresses on his heart how important the internet's going to be for evangelism. And Walt and Steve knew each other. Steve was actually going up to Silicon Valley to meet with Walt and a group of other business guys. And God impressed upon Steve Douglas's heart to, you know, challenge this guy specifically, Walt Wilson, to use his gifts and experiences for the kingdom. So Steve was faithful to that and asked Walt, and little did he know that when he asked Walt, it was an easy yes because God had already been talking to Walt's heart about that. So GMO was formed in 2003 as an idea again, and the ministry is separate. It is still an entity of Campus Crusade for Christ. We're a separate entity. We run fully on our own. However, Walt does report to Steve Douglas, who's the president of Campus Crusade. So it's just been an amazing – God's had his hand on it from the very beginning, you could see. And now when you see 10.5 million indicated decisions in 9 months, you can see God's hand is still clearly on it. So,
and today we're thinking that's an astronomical number. And, you know, a year from now we're going to think nothing of this number. I mean, we're going to think something of it because it's a wonderful number.
Right.
But it's going to – I don't know. What do you think?
Amen. We've been tripling every
yes,
year.
Yes, I was
going to
say double.
Years.
I'm thinking I don't think that's just going to be double.
Right.
Right.
And I understand we're going to go to break soon, but there's a story I can unpack for you about how many more people even will have access to the internet in just a few years. That, you know, as long as we're faithful to doing our part and following up with these people and quote unquote discipling them, if you will, I believe the Lord will continue to bless the ministry and the numbers. They're in His hands. They could be anywhere.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to do an overview because I want people to know that this is the you can click on greatcommission2020.com to get on the internet. John has an email that he says that he is his more than welcoming you to email him direct, and it's G as in good or God, M as in Mary, O, John at gmail.com. If you want to email him or call their local office, 310-370-2627. Again, the number for their local office is 310-370-2627. So if you're just joining us, we're going to go to break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about how if you liking what you're hearing, you want to be involved, John's going to talk about how to get involved and how to be one of these people. And you know what? You don't have to know a whole lot because you'll learn as you go. And that's another really great thing about this is that, you know, people say, well, I can't ask the Lord in my heart yet because I have to stop drinking or I have to stop doing this or I have to become all He wants me to be before I receive. And God's saying, no, come to me right now. Come to me just as you are. And so don't wait. Don't wait to receive the Lord. If you're feeling a tug on your heart, if you're feeling emotional, that's the Holy Spirit. Just ask Him right now, and if you're by somebody or if you can call somebody and let them help you walk through the steps of asking Jesus into your heart and becoming part of the Christ family. So we're going to go to break right now. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and John on 99.5 KKLA.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies, like yours, choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. To schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Well, we're back again, and my special guest today is John Blanford, Regional Director of Global Media Outreach. And it's such an amazing thing that they're doing. If you want to click on the website and see what's going on firsthand, you can click on greatcommission2020.com and see what we're talking about. And it's an amazing thing. So we're going to go right into, because John's talked about quite a few things about this ministry, how it was founded and whatnot. But I think now people that are listening, they're intrigued, and maybe they want to get involved. Maybe they want to be what you're talking about. Maybe they're afraid to do it, but maybe we can make them feel more comfortable.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So the question would be, how does someone become an online, you know, minister or whatever?
Sure.
How do they do it?
Sure. It's really simple. And we would love to engage the church, because individuals out there can engage and become an online missionary. But it's so much better if a small group, maybe at your business, or maybe you have a Bible study at home, or preferably even your church, get your church involved. And then you can share kind of best stories. You can pray for each other. Because the one thing I will say about the ministry is that, you know, it's just you and your computer as you're ministering to these folks all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that can get a little isolated, if you will. So if you're in a group, in a small group doing this together, not necessarily doing the online missionary stuff together, but getting together, you know, once a month or once a week or once a quarter even, and just sharing best practices, you can really help each other grow from that. So strongly encourage churches out there to get involved. And if you're in leadership in your churches, or even connect me to one of your pastors on staff, that would be the best way to do. And then you could also email me, and I'll tell you how to become an individual online missionary. And again, that email address is GMO for Global Media Outreach, GMOJohn, J-O-H-N, at gmail.com. So that's how you could get involved. It's pretty easy over the internet. But I will share that when you do become an online missionary, the first step to do is to fill out an application where you'll have to share your testimony, kind of what the Lord's been teaching in the last 30 days, and give us a couple of spiritual references. So we don't allow just anyone to be an online missionary, obviously. But all you really need to do is love the Lord. So you have to simplify it a little, Sue, and hopefully this will do that. It's, again, technologically, if you can send and receive email, you can do this. Theologically, you do not need to be a Bible scholar. So a lot of people are afraid, you know, to evangelize or share their faith at work or at school, because they're afraid they're going to get asked a question that they don't know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, if someone asks you a question that you don't know, you have time. You can pray about it. You can dig into the scriptures. We have a lot of online resources that are really incredible. And if you'd like me to, I could share one or two of those. But it's just, you can sit back and prayerfully consider, Lord, how can I answer this person?
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to find as you answer these folks over a month or two, your faith is going to grow. You're going to know so much more than you did. And it's sort of like a short-term missions trip. You go to bless someone in Mexico, and you come back so much more blessed than the folks you actually went to serve. Because as we know, the Lord told us it is more blessed to give than to receive. And you see that as being an online missionary. So it's great.
It's a total God thing.
It really is, isn't it?
So what are you said that you would share a couple of those things. Like, what
sure.
are the most commonly asked questions, or, you know?
Well, there's a few hot-button issues that you could imagine. Certainly homosexuality is a hot-button issue, and abortion, and sometimes you get asked questions about other faiths, Islam, et cetera. There's this one resource that we have that is available at every single time you send an email to someone. All you have to do is hit this little icon that takes you to a website that's not even ours. We just partner with them. And it's an amazing website. It's called gotquestions.org. That's got, G-O-T, kind of like got milk. This is gotquestions.org. When you go there, there are over 230,000 questions scripturally answered. So you could type in anything. Another hot-button issue is pornography, of course. So if you typed in pornography at gotquestions.org, you would see 50 questions that came up. You know, what does God say about pornography? How can I overcome it? Et cetera, et cetera. And you just match up the question that, you see on your screen with the one that your seeker or your new believer is asking you. And you can go in there and cut and paste. And in three or four paragraphs, this website, gotquestions.org, will give you a very concise answer with 10 or 15 scripture references in just three or four paragraphs. So it's an amazing resource. And again, just...
What a way to grow in your own faith, you know? That's an amazing thing, too. It's like the teacher that gets ready for the lesson they're going to teach. They learn so much. I used to teach Bible study, and I had to really, like, be prepared for the Bible study, because what if they asked me a question I didn't know the answer? So it causes us to be prepared for a word, which is also biblical.
Exactly.
That is amazing. Okay, so you've already said some of the benefits. Are there other benefits that you've heard about from your online missionaries?
Our online missionaries are telling us, a couple of my favorite stories are that there are groups coming back now telling us that now I am so much more confident to share my faith at work or at school because I've been doing it online for a couple of months. And so they are not only growing in their faith, but they're getting more bold. Their testimony is becoming more bold. Mm-hmm. And so it's helping. When we say we partner with churches, it's great because it helps their global outreach, but it also helps their local outreach because now their body, who is ministering as online missionaries, is becoming more bold in their community. So that's a fantastic benefit. And then separately, we're also seeing that there are a couple of other groups that have come to us of churches and saying, you know what? Some of our folks are saying they're actually building their quiet time around this ministry. They're saying, I've always known that I've needed to have daily time in the Word and in prayer, but I've just never gotten around to it. But now that they get an email, if they get an email every day, which they can ask for, they know they have to dig into the Word. They'll pray for this person. So they're actually building a quiet time around this, again, helping their own spiritual growth and depth just kind of inadvertently as they minister here.
There might be listeners that are listening and they're saying, you know, this sounds really great, but I'm so doggone busy already. I'm so busy. How could I do this? How much time do they have to commit to in order to do this?
Right. And that's a great question. And it is the biggest obstacle, I would say, to any of us out there now. All of our plates are so full already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially as I think the quintessential or the perfect example of that is a local pastor. I mean, they are just, their schedules are filled to overflowing. And anyway, the beauty of the ministry is you can dictate how many emails you receive. So you can receive one a day if you want, all the way down to one a week. And really, you're only looking at about 10 to 15 minutes a day to respond to one email. So the one area that, so some people are thinking, well, if I'm an online missionary and I'm getting an email every day, then in a couple of months I'm going to be getting 10-20 emails a day. It really doesn't turn out to be a lot of long-term one-on-one discipleship. You're not going to get a lot of pen pal type relationships. How the Lord seems to be using it, and we have surveys that we've taken on the back end, is it's really connecting these new believers and these seekers on their next part of the journey. And of course, you will get some long-term one-on-one discipleship, and there are some great testimonies from that as well. But you're really looking at about 10 to 15 minutes per day on average of however many days you want. So you can say, I want one a week. You can say, I want one on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or you can say, I want one a day.
That's wonderful. This is the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA. And you said there's some testimonies. Can you share some?
Sure. I'll share one from a new believer's perspective, and then I'll share an online missionary's, if you would like.
Okay.
There, probably one of my favorites is this gal in Cambodia found our websites, I think it was probably 9 months ago now, and she said she recommitted her life to the Lord. She was recommitting her life to the Lord, and the comment she gave was, I am depressed and feel so far from God. I'm just way too busy to even get to church. Please help me. Well, she was connected actually to a gal in Costa Mesa, California. Here's this woman in Cambodia who's connected to this gal in Costa Mesa, California, who walked her through this 30-day Bible study, kind of an intro to Christianity, and really ministered to her. And that 30-day Bible study, again, is available to every one of our online missionaries on every single reply. So it's another one of our resources that we provide. So she leads her on this 30-day Bible study. And one thing I need to mention about the gal in Cambodia, her name is Lada. And Lada actually is in a wheelchair. You mentioned homebound, and that can be for not only the online missionary, but also the seeker, right?
Right.
So she's in a wheelchair because she has polio. And she mentioned she was very busy. She works with kids a lot. So after this 30-day Bible study, she catches the fire of the Lord. And she leads these kids that she works on. She leads them on a retreat one weekend. And there are 120 kids in Cambodia that go on this retreat. Well, at the end of the retreat, she takes an altar call. 60 kids in Cambodia give their lives to Christ from a wheelchair-bound woman with polio who months before had found one of her websites and said she was depressed and felt so far from the Lord, and now she just led 60 kids to Christ. Well, it gets even better than that, because now she tells Aggie, this gal in Costa Mesa, she says, Aggie, now you got to teach me about baptism because I want to baptize kids in August. And so just a few weeks ago, or actually I guess a little about a month and a half ago now, she led 65 kids in Cambodia. She baptized 65 kids. And Aggie said, 65? I thought you said 60 indicated they accepted Christ. And Lada said, well, yeah, well, in the interim, I've led five more to the Lord. So it's just amazing that I mean, if that doesn't warm your heart, then please don't be an online missionary. You know what I mean?
Right. And you said you had another testimony?
Yes. There's
many, I'm sure.
There are a ton of testimonies. And I'll share one from an online missionary's perspective. There is this gal also down in Orange County who, as I mentioned, we'll get, I wouldn't say a lot of Muslims on our sites, but certainly a good number. And in fact, last year we had over 2.4 million visitors to our websites from the Middle East, from Arab countries. And so anyway, she is, this other online missionary down in Orange County, had been ministering to a few Muslims and started to get pretty confident in her. And she had previously been petrified to even think about Islam or talk with Muslims. Well, she ran across this Muslim at her church who was a new visitor. And she boldly went up to him at church and introduced herself and found out that he was indeed a practicing Muslim, but he wanted to check out this Christianity thing. Well, she was now confident because of what she had been doing on the Lord, and it turns out that 2 weeks later she would end up leading, the Lord would use her to lead this Muslim in Orange County, California, to Christ. And she never would have done that had she not been, you know, experienced over being an online missionary. So it's just incredible.
It is incredible. So this is Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5, and we're talking to John Blanford, Regional Director of Global Media Outreach. And you know what's wonderful about this, John, from what I see is, you know, there's a lot of people that get converted, you know, people that receive the Lord. But this ministry is actually not leaving people there. They're not letting them just stay there. They're helping them to grow in their faith and get mature and learn more so that those people don't drop off and just give up. And that's wonderful. And we can be a part of that. And that's really special. I want to be a part of that. You know, I have a business, Ecola, and we have employees. And I was thinking, you know, this would be really nice to do as a group with my employees. Mm. We could do this like on a Saturday or something, and we could talk about that. And it would bring us closer in faith and in community with each other and doing something for others. And I just think that's a wonderful thing to be able to do that.
That's, you hit on so many points just with that brief statement, Sue. And so, I would definitely encourage businesses that, you know, Christian CEOs and owners out there, consider this for your business. But also, I'll always encourage husbands and wives, or husbands and teens, or fathers and teens, or moms and teens, or even preteens, to do this with your children. And one of my favorite stories is from a pastor who is back east, actually, who's been an online missionary for a few years. And he's a pastor of a church that has about 1,200 people on it. And again, so with a very busy schedule, but he just so loves the ministry. And this is one of the reasons, he says, every morning he sits his six-year-old daughter on his lap with a map of the world in front of him, and they'll take an email. And they'll find out where this person is from on the map, because you'll know when the email comes in, you'll know where they live, and or what country at least, and usually what city. And they'll find this person, they'll find this place on the map, they'll pray for this person together. And he says it's developing such a heart for the world and a heart for Jesus and his six-year-old daughter that the ministry is absolutely invaluable. So, and that goes all the way up to teens. As I mentioned earlier, you do need to be 18 to be an online missionary. But there are so many youth pastors out there, if there are any listening now, I'm sure they're saying, yes, have your teen and your father do it, because I think the bane of a lot of youth pastors' existence is the parents out there who say, hey, raise my kids spiritually for me, right?
Right.
You mentioned something there, Sue. It's like how your employees could grow closer together spiritually. And so that's what we see with kids and their parents, mm-hmm. or husbands and wives. Just get that, again, 10, 15 minutes a day where you can pray for one person, you know, in Nigeria or in Des Moines, Iowa, or in Columbia, South America, somewhere on the planet where you're ministering to this person together. It's very powerful.
So where does prayer fit into all of this?
Prayer is so critical to this, to anything. We all know that.
Yes.
And we all know that, but I don't believe it enough, frankly. This is a confession. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, right? And so we know how important prayer is, and I'll share a personal experience here. The first 12 times I responded to an email with this ministry, none of the 12 people responded back to me. And I said, Lord, what's up? Is this, you know, am I helping out here? Is this ministry any good? What's going on? And the Lord immediately impressed on my heart, how much are you praying for these people? And I was openly ashamed. I'm like, you know, I haven't prayed at all for these people. When you hit reply, when you're going to reply to these people, we have pre-written templates that are pretty fairly well written, and they'll encourage other websites for the new believer, the seeker, to go to. They'll give a scripture, a Bible verse or two, and ask them open-ended questions. You can so easily rely on this, and that's what I did with the first 12 people. I just hit reply and used the pre-written template. And so the Lord impressed on me, John, you've got to pray for these people. You have to personalize it. And so now prayer fits in all aspects of the ministry. In fact, so the online missionaries, we absolutely encourage them to pray for the people they're responding to. We encourage them to pray for each other within their church. And our ministry is kind of leading the way in this and setting a good example, I believe. For the last 6 months now, we have a prayer call every single morning from, you know, we have folks in Orlando, Florida that work with us up to Silicon Valley. And as I mentioned, Houston, Texas, and here in Southern California. So we're all on this 8 a.m. Pacific time prayer call together. And it's just, you know, bathing the ministry in prayer, bathing the online missionaries in prayer, and indeed even the seekers who are coming to our site. So we see prayer as the absolute fuel of the ministry, and I know that blesses the Lord.
This is KKLA 99.5, the Sue Free Show. And, John, you were talking about people becoming believers. There's numbers that show how many are new, that just accepted Christ, and then there's another number. You have a way of tracking the different numbers to know where we're at?
I think you're talking about on the Great Commission site.
Yes.
The three numbers that are there, and you all can go that as Sue's given out the website a few times. It's open to everyone. You'll see the daily number of visitors we're having come into our websites, the number of people who have indicated they've prayed to receive Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, those folks will – that total number is people who have either prayed to receive Christ for the first time or recommitted their life to Christ. And then the third number there is the follow-up. And those are the folks who have actually given us their email address and said, you know, please tell me more, if you will. And then some of those follow-up numbers will actually be folks who have yet to pray to receive Christ but say they want to investigate more. And then tagging on to part of your question there is each online missionary will know how many of their folks are getting back to them. So, you know, like I say, personally, the first 12 people I responded to never got back to me. And my number has gone up since then.
Because you're praying for them now.
Because I'm praying for them. And
you're being more personable.
Exactly.
Right? You're giving a little bit of you.
Yes. And we
always
encourage
important.
That. Right.
Yes.
As you're praying for them, you know, the Lord's going to give you a verse, or he's going to give you a, you know, maybe share this part of your testimony. And of course, when you invite God into the conversation, better things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen to that.
It's a good reminder.
Yes, it is.
Most of the folks who are coming to you, so this is in a pure hard statistic for you, but most of the folks, I would say over 90% of them, certainly have either prayed to receive Christ for the first time or recommitted their life to Christ. So they're there.
Mm-hmm.
They're in, and now they just want help to grow in their faith. That's who you will mostly be dealing with. There are some, again, who are saying, no, I haven't prayed to receive Christ, and I want to investigate more. And so you won't have that statistic at your ready, but you will know internally, you know, when that happens as you minister.
There was a yellow color on the map.
Yes.
If you're tuned in and you've clicked on the map, you see probably yellow. And those are who are the yellow?
The yellow dots are, and Sue's referring to, we have dots all over the all over the map. There are blue dots and yellow dots. And the blue dots are the ones who are at one of our websites, in effect, reading the gospel or hearing the gospel. And when they turn yellow, they've indicated they pray to receive Christ. So it's really, I so encourage you guys to check out this website. It's just so cool to see because, you know, we know Scripture tells us that the heavens rejoice when just one turns from their sin and enters the kingdom, right? So you will see that happening live and in real time. And when you look at those dots on that map, one thing I want you to know is that those don't even represent all 120 of our sites, because if we put all of those up, it would just flood the map. It would even crash the system. So it's just representative of a few of our websites there, but you will get to see live, you will get to see people represented by dots indicate they pray to receive Christ. And, you know, when they turn from blue to yellow, it's pretty spectacular.
So what do you see in the future for online missions through GMO?
You know, now there are currently 3 billion people on the planet who do not have access to the internet. Most everyone does, and there's some amazing stories. When I first started working with GMO, I had heard that there are people living in South Africa on less than $2 a day that had a cell phone and have access to the internet. And I believe them just because I believe the guys I work with, but part of me was cynical, right? I'm like, can that be true? And so I shared this ministry with a friend of mine who had just gotten back from a missions trip to Malawi. And I shared the ministry with her. And she's like, John, that's amazing. And she said, that's so true about people living on less than $2 a day that have access to the internet. She said, because she was in Malawi for 2 weeks building a water well and sharing the gospel. When she left, all of these women came up to her and said, sister, email me. She said, John, we went to build a water well. They didn't have water, but they had an email address. So it's just phenomenal. I've heard that people over and over are telling me that's true all over the world right now. And even more than that, by the year 2015, the super companies of the world and even the nations of the planet have this plan in place called O3B. It stands for Other 3 Billion. So this plan with the Microsofts and the Googles of the world, by the year 2015, the other 3 billion people on the planet who don't have access to the internet will have it by the year 2015. So everyone on the planet will have access to the internet even within 4 years now. And so our numbers not only, you know, as the Spirit leads, will continue to grow, but so many more people are going to have access to not only the web, but to the gospel.
And you referred to the end times.
Mm.
You referred to that.
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting times we live in.
So in closing, I'm going to just encourage each listener out there to click on greatcommission2020.com. We've been talking to John Blandford, Regional Director of Global Media Outreach. He says GMO, and I'm like, what is GMO? Global Media Outreach. So again, the website, greatcommission2020.com. And if you want to talk to John and email him, it's GMO, Global Media Outreach, GMO, John, at gmail.com. And the phone number, 310-370-2627. It's been so wonderful having you on the show. Is there anything you want to say?
No,
closing.
Just thank you, sir. This has really been a joy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's been really nice getting to know you on a more personal level. So we're going to call it a day, and I do have a blog, so I want to let you know about that again. blog.suefries.com. I know that's so confusing. Anyway, check into that. And I also have a podcast now, which is something new, and I don't even know how to use it, but I know there's a lot of people out there that do, so that's available too. So you can go and archive my blog and get all of my past shows, and we've got more to come. It's very exciting, and I always look for a new guest, so if you want to be a guest and you feel like you've got something to share, please contact me so you can get on the air too. Have a blessed day.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Foursquare Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefit specialist.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.